Today is Sunday, the 5th of January, the Feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. Salt of the Sound sings Star of Wonder. As we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, you might like to imagine yourself as one of the Magi making their way towards Jesus. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learnt from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me words that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Today is the Feast of the Epiphany, Jesus revealed to a wider world than just that of the people of Israel. The wise men from the East represent all of us who make a journey to recognize the presence of Christ. How would you describe your own journey to him? The wise men are overwhelmed with joy when they discover Jesus. On the other hand, King Herod, the passage tells us, was frightened. What's your own first reaction when you feel that Christ is near you? Towards the end of the passage, there is a scene familiar from countless Christmas cribs and cards. The wise men kneel before the newborn Jesus and his mother and offer their gifts. Picture the scene for a few moments and find your own place in it. Thank you. While holding in your imagination that picture of the wise men, Mary, Jesus, and your own place in it, listen to the second part of this story unfold again.
Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learnt from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me words that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Speak finally to Jesus and Mary of the gifts that you yourself most need at this time, and of what you might want to offer Jesus as well. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.
Amen.